Blog Talk Radio. Hello to our beautiful and beloved life family. I'm Vanessa, I'm your host, and I would just like to welcome you to the show. This is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'd first like to apologize for the start of the show. It was a little bit of a bumpy start, but I finally got there, so that's really good. Yes, so anyway, I titled the show Resurrection Updates and Star Being Transmissions and Karma, interestingly enough. Because there has been so many shifts in our reality, and for anyone who is walking this holy and sacred journey with Almin and our beloved light family, you will more than likely have seen this and is experiencing it being played out in your reality. So what am I going to do? I'm going to give you the first little update, and before I do that, I would just like to say that the song that you heard there is from Almin's album called Lemurian Dream. It's very beautiful, very dreamy, but you know, it does nearly transport you to another place when you listen to it. And I just felt it very fitting to play right now for this moment, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you're interested in any more of this beautiful music, all of Almin's music is made with black and white light frequencies, which is also alchemical sound, which brings about cancelling out illusion in your life and those you love and in your immediate environment. So you can check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can go to the audio section. There'll be a list of headings, and you will find exactly what you need when you need it. So on another note, let's bring you to what's been going on. Okay, first of all, I'm going to share with you some stuff that's been happening because we've been going through the resurrection. And the last time I was on the radio show, we spoke about the resurrection that was coming about. There was an upcoming retreat in Ohio, which I feel went extremely well. Still waiting to hear more updates on that. But before that, I will just give you what I have right now, and I'm sure you can check it out on spiritualjourneys.com. You can check out the blog, and there's a lot of stuff there. So someone asked the question, where do we go when we dream? If we're going through a state of resurrection, the earth is actually going through a state of resurrection as well. There's many shifts happening on earth. Someone asked if this, I'm not sure if I said this in the last radio show, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. If the soul world, where we go when we dream or die, is integrated into our physical awake world when we're resurrected, where do we go when we dream? And Almin's answer is, the soul or dream body no longer leaves the physical body to go anywhere. Take a few minutes before you sleep to remind the soul component that it is now part of the physical and should no longer try and leave, but it can still communicate with you through dream symbols. This is helpful when seeking answers because the soul component, because the soul component will help you in seeking answers. And of your body receives much subtle information to contribute. So you ask the question and then sleep, and in the morning see if you have more clarity and interpret your dream symbol language. So you can ask yourself the question, what can I now see that I couldn't see before? So Almin has a free dream dictionary, and she has a little link that you can click on, and you can download that for free, which is great. It's a free gift, an invaluable gift, I would say. Not invaluable, is that the right word? No, it's valuable. It's a very valuable gift, as in, like, you know, when you start walking that journey and, you know, seeing your life very symbolically, as in, you know, your dream symbol is communicating with you, then, you know, it really does become a very valuable and sacred tool. Okay, moving onwards. I think I've already mentioned that, but, you know, I just felt to mention it. Almin's journey into the future of our present timeline. So if things have been coming up for you about time, this may have been why. I noticed with my phone, time changing on my phone. I wouldn't go near my phone and suddenly it would be jumping. I don't know if it was into the future or, you know, an hour in front, an hour behind, I can't remember. I'm finding that my short-term memory is quite bad. It's like I can't seem to retain any kind of information. It's gone. Once it's out of my mouth, it's gone. Or, you know, I'm finding it very difficult to remember things, as in certain things, not all things, but just, you know, I'm finding this kind of, it's interesting. Almina's created a new and beautiful art piece. I can see here, and it's called Almina's Journey to the Future of Our Present Timeline, which happened to be things going on, you know, with time at that stage. And someone said, do you know, we heard through the grapevine that Almina's planning a week-long journey to the future of our present timeline. The purpose is so that we can create a more graceful unfoldment of time by changing things now before we get there. She suspects she needs a week to do the traveling and will then have to calculate what actions on our part can change things. She's aiming to do this by the end of August. Almina's findings will be revealed in Messages for Lightworkers and her October webinar. Now, I'm still waiting to find out more about this October webinar. I'm really excited about it. I'm like, I want to do it. I want to do it. My inner child is like, I want to do the webinar. I want to, you know, I really feel I want to do it. And hopefully we can all join as a collective, as one, and assist in what needs to be done in changing what needs to be changed within and without. Next up, perspectives of awareness in shamanism. Someone asked, must we pay attention to control and direct all our behavior? Give examples. Explain your answer. Amin's answer is, in advanced mysticism, as well as shamanism, the answer to the previously stated question would have to be given from two perspectives in order to avoid ambiguity. First perspective, the truth seeker's quest is for enhanced awareness for all potential available to him or her in the moment. This can only be accomplished by full attention to the moment and deliberate and powerful actions derived from complete focus on the now. The second perspective, it is indicative of advanced levels of spiritual development when the truth seeker is accomplished at what is called not doing in total mysticism and ego vision and shamanic traditions. This entails at all times not only fully participating and articulating in the moment, but simultaneously being the objective observer. So it's like the observer and the observed. You are the observer and the observed. This is a vital requirement to provide a dispassionate discernment that ensures that we act from the integrity and inclusivity that considers the well-being of all life forms. I really like her, her answer on that. So there have been lots of shifts, and I would like to share with each and every one of you that I was, you know, I've been initiated as Master of the Runes, and I recently received my Grand Master of the Runes initiation. So yay, I'm totally delighted. Had very interesting dream times from that, after that. Very clear and real, to be honest. Okay, so massive messages. Okay, so Rune Master Initiations, a message from Amin. A message regarding Rune Master Initiation. The preparation for becoming a Rune Master involves assuming a very sacred responsibility for the geographic area in which you live. It helps to balance the weather patterns, the stability of the mental health of people during dramatic earth shifts, and helps create graceful rather than traumatic change. Current stress level of humanity has made it necessary to awaken more Rune Masters globally. We have decided to encourage this possibility by making the following changes. Following the proper protocols as outlined in The Bridge of No Time, excuse me, this is a book you can get on spiritual journeys. You go to the spiritual journeys and you go to the, you go to the store. And you will see all of Almina's books that you can purchase there. And you can also get it as an ebook. It's very, very handy if you want to print out things from this book. So Grandmasters of the Runes may now perform long-distance initiations for both Master and Grandmaster levels after being satisfied that initiates have completed the necessary preparation. A 3-month waiting period is required between Master and Grandmaster level. long-distance initiations with daily study and practice of the runes. So that's from Amin, much love and gratitude, Amin. So it's become necessary on Earth that the, you know, there's a call for more rune masters. And I'm very grateful that these changes have taken place on Earth, that no matter where you are on Earth, that if you have, you know, access to even the internet, then you can, you know, once you make it the intention that you're going to follow the sacred journey and in this way, and, you know, be archetypal in your presence on Earth, in your experience on Earth, and, you know, I mean, that's really what you're doing, is being archetypal and helping keeping the Earth stable and, you know, the mentality of, you know, the mental health of people, and during dramatic Earth shifts, you know, it's really, you know, it's sacred beyond, you know, I mean, what a gift to give yourself and the Earth, you know? And, you know, I'm only saying it lightly, but, you know, I mean, when you look deeper within that thread, it's actually incredible. It's sacred beyond measure. So without further ado, I am going to play another beautiful note. That's the word that I wanted to say. Actually, it's a beautiful, another piece from Amin's album, Lemurian Dream. And I'm not sure about which one this is, but I'm going to play it anyway, and I hope you enjoy it. So welcome back to the show. If you've just joined us, this is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism, and you have just heard a beautiful piece from Almin's album called Lemurian Dream. So I'm just going to take a little note from messages from lightworkers. There's been so many questions coming up over this last week, many shifts, feeling within and without, for those who are, you know, quite sensitive. You know, there's been lots of questions. Psychology and mysticism, they're quite closely linked, apparently, from Almin, that it's a never-ending journey. Same as psychology is a never-ending journey, mysticism is a never-ending journey. Mercy in cosmic law, power in spiritual mastery and spiritual warriorship, the first challenge of resurrection, when do we overcome fear, some sort of disturbance in the force, and also your looking glass. Solving problems with dream symbols, and also this was the one I mentioned about star beams, that there was a message from the future that Almin received from star beings. They were very pale with white hair, and there was another update on that, and apparently these star beings, they stayed, and they became worse when they stayed here because they're from a black light reality. So they developed a strategy to kind of survive. And I'm not going to give it all away, obviously, but, apparently they were under, in cities under the ocean, unseen, and, you know, for thousands of years. And, you know, Almin has received a message from these, from the future regarding these beings. And, so it's quite interesting just what, you know, there's been so many threads. But Almin does say, you know, these aliens, they actually weren't, they wanted to conquer. So they were biding their time. And Almin has mentioned that, she's going to give a new equation for the 144 tones of glad expectations. And I feel this is for her webinar in October, and hopefully that will remove these beings. So it's an alchemical equation that will be released on the full moon on the 15th of October. I must mark that into my diary, actually, and because I will be, you know, preparing for that. So I'm sure, like many others. So on another note, I wanted to share that with you. Also, anyone who's doing these messages for Lightworkers blog, private diary with Almin, it's not expensive at all to do. I would highly recommend it. There is a beautiful update that was given very recently, and it was a silent retreat, closing transmission of the April silent retreat. And I have to say, what a beautiful gift. I mean, again, tears in my eyes as I'm listening to Almin speaking and hearing her voice. And of course, of the absolute gratitude, you know, of what's taking place. And Almin speaks, I'm only going to speak very briefly about this because I need to re-listen to it again to really integrate it. And it will be my third time listening to it. So, she speaks about the violet light and then the magenta light. And I keep going to say, like, at the fuchsia light, it's the first thing that comes out of my mouth, fuchsia, and it's not. It's magenta. So I don't know, maybe there's something about fuchsia as well that needs to be added in. And that's just coming into my awareness right now, that the fuchsia light, maybe the angels are telling Almin, the magenta light, but why do we keep thinking it's fuchsia then? Why does that keep wanting to come through? That's what I'm curious about. Why does the fuchsia, you know, want to keep coming through my mouth when it's magenta? So I do feel that there's something about the fuchsia light that may need to be added as well, or it might be violet, fuchsia, and magenta. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. But apparently, when we can generate the violet light and the magenta light, it cancels out karma. I mean, that is pretty amazing, and it's so interesting. Because I had a conversation with a guy recently, called me. I was surprised to get a phone call from, and, we spoke about karma, actually, and I had no idea that this beautiful post was going to be given this audio from Almin. So, everything is in divine perfection, and you know, so now we can, you know, emit this. Once you become a resurrected being, you can emit this incredible violet light, magenta light, white light, and then you can also place a golden orb around your being and all those you love until these you know, things are you know, these shifts taking place on Earth right now. Amin mentions also that stress is for the moment, and it's necessary for life to be vital right now. And she says to see wars that are taking place, and you know, there's great suffering and things like that. So sometimes when there's great suffering, there seems to be tremendous evolution following that suffering. So to, you know, maybe use our perspective like that, but also to, you know, if we're creating our own stress that we created by pushing our comfort zone and going beyond our comfort zone, you know, for, you know, across that horizon, beyond that horizon, rather than wasting them on quibbles with their neighbors, but, you know, pushing our comfort zone in the sense that we are stretching our perception and gaining new perception, you know, beyond what we've ever known before, which is incredible. So, you know, and the battle that we fight will be for perception, you know, and not wasting it on fighting with a neighbor or something like that. And also, you know, she uses the analogy that, you know, baboons have something in common with man, and it's that they have a pecking order, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they create stress within their own tribe, and man also creates stress within their own tribe. So we want to create stress that makes us see beyond the horizon, and also to gain new perception and, you know, move beyond what we think we know, or whatever, you know, I really know nothing. I surrender as much as possible to the one life. So I will not engage unless it is a battle for perception. And also she warns us not to get drawn into the mirrors, or you will step off your seat of sobriety. So, you know, I mean, this is a very small note that I'm giving, like, really on this. Really, I recommend that you go and listen to the audio and, you know, experience it for yourself. It's really beautiful. So I would also like to read maybe something from the inner earth, because it's been coming up for me about the inner earth also, and I would like to share this with you guys before I finish the show, because I don't really have much longer left with you, and I would just like to let you know that I am really grateful to be doing this. So this is from the Book of Star Transmissions from Amin. And I have to say, there's some beautiful pieces in here that spoke to me. I'm going to read actually the first one that I want to share with you, because I feel it's fitting to what Amin was saying about even friendships, all that kind of thing. Okay, if I can find it very quickly. Yes, here we are. The bondage of the dream. Let me see, hang on, I'll read this back, sorry. Just one moment. Okay, it's the principles of wisdom from the inner earth preserved by the Akan of Ghana. And at page 375, you'll find it on the Book of Star Transmissions by Amin. Number 25, the bondage of the dream that we have blood families to which we owe obligations must be closely examined. Our true family is where our joy and inspiration lies. And I really, really needed to hear that, you know. So I'm deeply grateful, because the book just opened on it and I was like, perfect, that's just, thank you, you know. Okay, I'm going to read maybe one or two more and then I'm going to say good evening. Those who live in a way that makes their heart sing are following the song of immortality. Death comes from denying the heart. That's true. Here's another one. The parental sense of obligatory duty fosters within children a sense of entitlement. Fostering their self-sufficiency. I'll say that again. Fostering their self-sufficiency is the greatest contribution you can make. Greater than discoveries of the wonders of the world is the adventure of self-discovery. Hidden treasures of omnisensory perception await and flower in our attention. Okay, one more, and then. The demons of our lives are born of our striving for light. They are countermeasure to maintain the pace of life's unfolding. In surrender, life becomes graceful. Well, there was something I read and I thought, wow, that's really powerful. But I don't know if I can find it right now. I'll see if I can find it, because I just thought it was kind of powerful. And it was about innocence, actually. Oh yeah, I found this quite interesting. Innocence can be cruel because in its self-centeredness, it cannot understand another's pain. Purity opens its heart in compassionate understanding. Here's another one. To give to another cannot possibly diminish us because there is only one being in existence. The gap that momentarily seems to appear when we give to another must immediately be filled by life. Do not accept poverty as virtuous. The nature of life is abundance. Begin attracting abundance by giving to yourself freely those things money cannot buy. Suffering is not the tool of discipline nor the test of worthiness. It is the result of opposition to life. Many would say that melting compassion towards all beings is the capstone of greatness, yet knowing them to be us and all love to be self-love is greater. There is no need to convince another. He will remain blind until life's script declares that he sees. The timing of life's unfolding is perfect. The religions of the world all have strands of yesterday's truth, which they try and peddle to the masses. In your heart is the living temple of the infinite, where today's truth cannot be tomorrow's truth. As long as we steer the course of life by the immovable North Star of existence, the authentic direction of the heart, we have aligned ourselves with the grace and the beauty of the one life. And on that note, I ask that our footsteps bless the beloved earth and your lives. And I will say good night to each and every one of you, and thank you for listening. And I'm going to finish up on this note and enjoy this beautiful audio by Almin from the Seven Breaths of Eternal Life. See you next week or Thursday, hopefully. Good night.